The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them he addressed this parable. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy, and upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me because I have found the coin that I lost." In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. Can we say that just because you and I are here inside a church going to Mass, that we are not lost? Because it's about the lost sheep, the lost coin. Can we say that we are not lost? Please remember that the Pharisees and the scribes were church people. They were supposed to know the law. They are the ones who talk about the law. But somehow Christ exposed that they also were lost. Their hypocrisy, their insincerity, their lack of faith, their pretensions. So today, for example, in this Mass, in this group, in this time, how do we know that we are lost? If you and I are in the state of continuing to have a life of sin, if we are disconnected from God, just because you and I go to church on Sundays doesn't mean that we always desire God, that we always love God, that we are not sinning, that we are not worldly. Please remember, as long as we realize that we are still lacking in our love for God, then we are not lost, that we can change, that we can avoid sin. One of the things that I realized before GPS was that when somebody, especially men, driving, and then the passengers would say, ask somebody, I know where I'm going. Too prideful, too proud to ask questions. That is sometimes what's happening to all of us. We are too prideful to admit that we are lost. And that is why when we come to church, we actually do not pray the right way, the right intention. For example, like when you find yourself angry and you come here and you receive communion without even asking God, "Lord, help me to forgive. Lord, help me to be detached from worldly things. I realize that I have so much. I'm attached to it as if it gauge my existence by how much I have. Do you know that? That even your own attachment to your material possessions can make you lost. Because what's happening, you spend more time making money or looking for money or building or having more properties rather than seeking, praising, thanking God. In the first reading, it talks about Moses asking God to forgive the people of God, Israel. God got angry because they were still going back to the promised land and they were already sinning against God. And Moses had to what? Remind God, beg God to forgive his people. Please remember, that is what we priests do every time. Just like Moses, we try to tell you what God's will is. And if you sin, we ask God to forgive you your sins and convince you to repent. The problem sometimes is people get confused about why we say things, as if they think that priests are condemning sinners. No. Just like St. Paul in the second reading, what did St. Paul say? I am a sinner. I'm the worst. And even though I'm the worst, God called me to be his priest, to preach the gospel, because he has shown his mercy to me, the worst. See, I applied that to myself, the second reading, because I am no better than you. I did things, many things, worthy things, sinful things, and because of that, the greater the sin, the greater God has given his mercy. One bishop, when I went back to the Philippines, and we had this 10 years anniversary of the Adornos in that diocese, he called me a holy mistake. Oh yeah, because he and I butt heads many times. He and I, we kind of didn't like each other. But somehow, as you know now, I became an Adorno. And then I went to the Philippines and established a seminary in his diocese. And through me, because he knew me, the Adorno fathers loaned the diocese $20,000. He is so distrustful of me that when I brought the check with a bound but no signature, he was so distrusting of me that when I started to sign it, he said, "Are you sure you're the one to sign this?" He didn't think that I had the authority already to sign the checks, because he never thought that I will be able to do these things. I cannot blame him, because I was a rebel. I fought everybody. I fought the communists, I fought the government, I fought fellow priests, I fought everybody. That's why I'm here. So don't take it personally, huh? I fought everybody. Why? Why do I do these things? Why do I fight? Because sin offends God. Sin offends God. I don't want you to offend God. No, that's the thing. I, as your priest, know already how many times I have offended God and how many times he has forgiven me. I know about pride. I know about being arrogant. I know about being selfish. So when I talk about and against sin, it's not something personal. I just want you to avoid it so that God can really enter your hearts. See, the thing about selfishness and pride and arrogance, you and I will be pushing God away. Even though God is around us, beside us, He cannot be fully be inside us if we keep holding on to pride. So even though here, for example, you are here, but if you are full of yourself, not needing God's mercy, not needing God's forgiveness because of pretension, because of hypocrisy, then you are still lost. So when we approach, when we come here, please be open and say, Lord, this is who I really am. Maybe among ourselves, we have to wear a mask. But between you and God, don't wear any mask. Lord, I need you. I'm in a mess. My mind, my heart is confused. I do not know where I'm going, what I'm doing with my life. I'm addicted to drugs. I'm addicted to alcohol. I'm addicted to pornography. I'm addicted to many things. Please help me be free from such addiction. That is why, do you know that when we talk about sin, we use the word slavery? Do you know that? Slavery. Why? Because when you are addicted to something in the world, you become a slave to it. You think you are in control, but you are not anymore because you are so addicted to it. Just like anything in the world, even money, even power, even fame. If you are addicted to that, then God has no place in you. And that is why I keep telling you, I became an adorno to simply what? Protect myself. So that by taking the vows, I am trying more and more to imitate the poor, the simple, the obedient, the chaste Christ. You should also do that. But again, the devil outside this church has a hold on you. How many of us here are addicted to pornography? Always using the internet for sexual desires. Why do you think there are so many people involved in sexual promiscuity and being unfaithful to their vows and then looking at the wrong people, men wanting men, women wanting women, and now because of too much sexual ideas and desires, they even deny their own masculinity and femininity because too much sex. And do you think I don't understand this? I do. That is why I told you already. Because I'm normal like you, I don't go to the beach. Too many things to see. What am I, a dead log? I don't expose myself to temptation because I know I am weak. Do I condemn you for being weak? No, because I am weak myself. But I use my head. I will avoid anything and everything and anybody if they will lead me to sin, to anger. Last night, my goodness, 3 a.m, somebody called. So here I was saying it's an emergency. Boy, the guy sound drunk. Oh, yeah, okay. Okay. Good night, bye-bye. You want to be, here you are in the middle of the night, sound asleep. I wanted to say all the 4-letter words in different languages at the time. But I say, Lord, I think I'm too sleepy to curse, okay? All right, call me in the morning, okay? See, the thing is, you have no idea what we priests undergo when we deal with people. And that is why you should understand when you see us sometimes being grouchy or being not in the mood, please understand that also. Just as we try to understand 1,600 families, if you see us, don't condemn us if we don't smile once in a while. No? Because sometimes, I'm still half asleep or tired that my muscles don't want to smile, you know? But the point is, just like St. Paul, we are all sinners. Just like St. Paul, we all need God's mercy. And we have experienced God's mercy if we do not pretend. If we really acknowledge our sinfulness, our limitations, and we ask for God's mercy because we realize how worldly we are. And then, of course, once we do that, experience God's mercy, we too also become His instrument of mercy, that we too should also understand our fellow sinners. Okay?